This morning we'd like you to meet someone. His name is Davon. Let's see if we can reach him by cell phone.
Davon's not here, so go ahead on. Leave him a message, leave him a name and a number, and he'll be sure to get back to you. Oh, 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 ow.
Davon's obviously busy, but you get a sense of who he is. He's a 10th grader at Northwestern High School in Baltimore, where NPR's Larry Abramson caught up with him. Northwestern is a big urban school that's been having some success in improving attendance and test scores, but students still score well below state and federal standards. Davon Fleming is one student who's hitting the right notes, both at home and at school.
Teachers, please, if a student is in your room out of uniform, please ask them to either produce a uniform violation letter.
A few weeks ago, life at Northwestern was suddenly disrupted. Baltimore Mayor Sheila Dixon, a graduate of the school, decided to make a surprise visit to a journalism class. Staff went into VIP mode, making sure the halls were clear and that all students are in uniform to prepare for the mayor.
You play football here at Northwestern? JV, varsity?
Varsity now.
Varsity now? Okay, what position?
Running back.
Mayor Dixon sat down with a dozen students. She attended this school back when it was a very different place in the early 1970s. She remembers when whites and blacks mingled comfortably at the school. Now the population is 99% black. These budding journalists wanted to ask Dixon some questions. But first, she wanted to know, who are you? What's your passion?
My name is Davon Fleming. I'm 15 years old. I live right across the street. Right across the street. Yes. So I'm here on time always.
The moment Davon Fleming starts talking, the giggling starts. Davon just gets people smiling. When the mayor asks about his goals, he doesn't hesitate.
See, I'm be a well-known singer, practice my craft.
The mayor can't let that go by. She has to hear him sing.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ, his Son. Give thanks.
Davon is a standout in a lot of ways. His talent and his grades could have gotten him into a more selective school.
I thought about going to school for the arts. I auditioned, but they didn't accept me. They didn't accept nobody in my middle school, so it was kind of heartbroken. But I had to move on. Life goes on. Stay at Northwestern because I love Northwestern.
Sometimes Northwestern is hard to love. After the mayor leaves, I follow Davon to another class, geometry. The teacher is Don Reeves.
All right, so in the back, I need you to shut your mouth up.
Mr. Reeves has an objective, and he has 90 minutes to get there, but two young men keep him from moving forward. Davon tries to help out by reading the objective out loud.
Can I read the objective? Excuse me, y'all. Students will use the midpoint and the distance formulas to find the coordinate of the center of the circle and length of the diameter.
Davon is a stocky kid. His hair is short. His face is framed by wispy sideburns that point the way to that perpetual grin. He's no angel. He chats with his seatmates when he knows he shouldn't, but he wants to succeed.
We solved it once again, people.
Tell them what you did, Davon.
Okay. I took XT, take away X1.
The class proceeds in fits and starts. One offending student is removed, but then returns. After class, Davon apologizes for his fellow students, and he says he's talked to the teacher about them.
And I was telling him, well, if they keep cussing you out and showing their tails off in the class, maybe you should put them out or something like that.
What do you think the school should do about that? I mean, if you kick the kids out of the class, then they miss the material.
Right. Maybe, like, we can start a type of group or session where maybe we can set them aside and have conversations. Well, why do you disrupt the class or the issues at home or maybe?
But here's the question. Is Davon learning as much as he should here? Amy Ensign, Davon's journalism teacher, says he is. And she says Davon is also learning some things beyond the academics.
He's not someone who is just going to sit back and let other people sort of stomp on his opportunities. And at the same time, like, it's not just good enough for him to fight for his own opportunities, but he wants to see good things happen for everybody. So if he can help anybody out, he tries.
Davon gets much of his strength from home. He is clearly close with his brothers and with his father, Reggie. His mom lives out of state. Reggie Fleming says that, like everyone else in the family, Davon loves music.
I mean, the teacher, you know, when we used to go up there when he was small, teacher said, the only thing we have is Davon just sings a lot. She said, but it's good because it's helping him to learn his ABCs. He will always sing it.
All three of the Fleming boys went to Northwestern High. Reggie Fleming, who used to work for the Baltimore schools, has watched his neighborhood high school lose its reputation and then struggle to regain it. Things are on the upswing now, and Reggie Fleming says that's why he wants to keep Davon in this school.
Sometimes you can't run from problems. You got to attack it, you know what I mean, and try to change things. And Davon has that attitude. You put him in an atmosphere, Davon can change the atmosphere.
So you want to support this school?
Exactly.
Davon and his family spend Sundays singing at the Bethel Temple Church of Christ. Reggie is a deacon. Davon sings in the choir. For 3 hours, Davon stands in his white and pink robes and sings with a passion.
Now and forever.
Bethel is a Pentecostal church not far from Northwestern High. The service is a mix of rock and good music, speaking in tongues, and high-powered preaching.
You want to give him the same praise? The devil is a liar. Everybody give him a praise, everybody.
Bishop Richard Pender preaches for a full hour, gyrating to the music, while the congregation, including a lot of senior citizens, dances in the aisles. Davon is at home here. His grin keeps on shining, and he just waits for his turn to sing again.
I'm free.
Larry Abramson, NPR News.
Davon's story is part of an ongoing series of reports from Baltimore's Northwestern High. To find out why we chose this school and hear past reports, go to npr.org. This is NPR News.